Quality Time at Butt Farm by Tracing Patterns.
Merlin's blithering. What the? No, this can't be right. Buggering fuck.
Remus could hear Sirius from outside the van, the door slightly ajar, and he only barely suppressed the urge to laugh at the hint of panic in his husband's voice. He tossed the towel he had been carrying over one of the sun chairs outside the camper van before opening the door wider, amusement laced through his voice as he spoke.
"You all right there, Pads?"
Sirius looked up at him, eyes wide. Several strands of hair had escaped the frazzled bun on the top of his head. Remus could see him flush slightly at having been overheard, his chin raised in the familiar, haughty expression he always succumbed to when he was feeling overwhelmed.
"It's this stupid fucking hob," he groused, jerking his head in its direction. 5 bloody days we've been at this now, and I still can't get it to fucking work."
Remus didn't even try to hide the way his lips quirked up into a grin as he pushed past the other man, covering his hand with his own.
"Look,"
he said patiently, for what felt like the 100th time in only 5 days. "You push it in like this to get the spark, and then turn to release the gas."
"I did exactly that,"
objected Sirius, a bemused pull around his mouth as the hob ignited on the first try, the flame dancing happily.
"It's just this stupid fucking stove that hates me."
"Seriously, Pads, such language. Think of Harry."
"I've heard him say worse,"
came Harry's voice from the back of the van, followed closely by the boy himself, a mischievous grin on his face.
"Still better than you, Mooney."
Remus sent Sirius an exasperated look, and the other man gave a sort of sheepish half-shrug in return.
"Didn't know he was in there,"
Sirius muttered, the tips of his ears burning.
"Can I go out, please?" Harry asked, already halfway through the door before they had a chance to reply. "Michael invited me to play football with him and some other kids."
Sirius and Remus exchanged a glance.
"Yeah. Just remember what we've talked about. Keep it muggle, Sprog, okay?"
Sirius said, turning his attention back to the hob.
"And be back in time for dinner."
Yeah,
Harry rushed, jumping down onto the ground, tossing over his shoulder with a cackle.
"Maybe you should ask Mooney for help with dinner this time so they don't have to call the fire department on us again."
"Oi, one time that happened,"
Sirius shouted after him, before throwing his arms out in exasperation.
"Cheeky little shit."
"Yes, I do wonder where he gets it from,"
Remus deadpanned as he took the kettle from Sirius's outstretched hand, putting it down on the counter and turning the hob off with an easy movement.
"Why don't you go change the water tank, and I'll get us a drink. But I think we deserve something stronger than a cuppa. It's afternoon, after all."
Sirius looked as if he was about to protest for a moment, before he huffed out an exaggerated breath.
"You only want me for my muscles,"
he sighed dramatically as he made to leave. Remus reached out, catching Sirius by the arm before he could leave the cramped space. Sirius allowed himself to be pulled to a halt, and this close, the few inches Remus had on him suddenly felt like a lot. Sirius looked up at him through lowered lashes, his bottom lip pushed out into a pout, and Remus couldn't stop his own lips from twitching a little in amusement. He ran his fingers lazily up Sirius's left arm, fingertips tracing over his biceps, and he could feel Sirius flexing underneath his touch.
"Show off,"
he grinned, leaning in to press their lips together, kissing Sirius lazily and relishing the way the other man leaned into it, a teasing tilt to his voice as he continued,
"Anyway, can you blame me? You look hot, Pads."
"Flatterer," Sirius muttered against his lips, but Remus could see that his cheeks had gone a bit pink,
a satisfied glitter in his eyes as he dived in for another kiss, and the way he shifted his hips against Remus's thigh was anything but subtle.
"Nuh-uh,"
Remus said as he pushed him away, and Sirius let out a disappointed noise.
"Come on, the kid's away. Let's not waste it."
Remus arched a brow at him.
"And forgo our duties?"
he asked with a mock gasp, giving Sirius's arse a light smack.
"Get to work, Padfoot."
He could see the flush across Sirius's cheek deepen slightly, the flicker of something in his eyes, and Remus didn't even attempt to hide the smug tug at his grin as Sirius huffed out a frustrated breath.
"Teasing bastard,"
he groused, but the words lacked heat, and Remus simply laughed at him.
"You're the one who wanted the real muggle experience, Padfoot. With that comes changing the water tank and emptying the loo. You can have your reward after you've done your chores."
Sirius didn't bother replying, merely flipped him off once he was far enough away that he knew Remus wouldn't be able to reach him, and Remus watched him go with a shake of his head. He opened the fridge to pull out two bottles of beer, smiling a little as he heard Sirius curse colorfully outside the camper van as he tried to unplug the water tank. He chuckled to himself as he headed outside, slumping down in one of the chairs just outside. He made himself comfortable, allowing his thoughts to wander while waiting for Sirius to be done. It had all been Sirius's idea, after all, and that was not the least bit surprising. Sirius had looked like a child on Christmas morning when he had brought the camper van home, as proud as if he had built it himself. It was a monstrous thing, brand new, and had probably cost a small fortune. Sirius had bought it after Harry had started talking about how much he wanted to go camping for his birthday. Sirius, always happy to fulfill Harry's wishes, had known exactly what he was doing when he brought it home to show it off, and Remus never really stood a chance, especially not after Harry had seen it. So that's why they now found themselves on Butt Farm in East Yorkshire, Sirius and Harry having giggled themselves silly about the name when they'd found it recommended in the latest issue of Camper Van Freedom to Explore, of which Sirius had bought a subscription the second he had agreed they could give camping a try. They had spent 5 days on the road so far, and even though the camper van was obscenely large in comparison to all the other motorhomes they'd seen on the roads, living on top of each other was starting to take its toll. Remus knew that Sirius felt it too, but when his husband had hinted about using magic to give them some more space, Remus had refused. It had been Sirius's idea to go muggle camping, and Remus was determined to give him the full experience. He was rather proud of himself for sticking to his guns even now, 5 trying days later. He was also very proud of himself for having kept them away from accidents thus far, and for having managed to park the gigantic thing despite, not because, of Sirius's enthusiastic instructions of "just a little bit more to the left, Mooney. No, wait, right. No, actually, left. No, wait, my left. Oh, that's your right. A bit more. Yeah, that's perfect." When he heard Sirius approaching, he opened his eyes, smiling up at his husband. They had been married for years now, had known each other since they were kids. But still, Remus never, ever got tired of watching Sirius Black. He looked positively edible, dressed in his stonewashed jeans and a tight white t-shirt that truly did show every ripple of his rather impressive muscles. Sirius was sweaty, and he tugged the bun loose with an easy movement, shaking his hair out, and Remus couldn't tear his eyes away. Sirius knew he was watching the tease as he sunk down on the other chair and stretched his long legs out in front of him with a satisfied little moan. Remus handed him one of the bottles without a word, watching as Sirius accepted it and brought it to his mouth. He closed his lips around the opening, taking a long drink, and Remus felt himself gulp as he watched Sirius's Adam's apple bob. He forced himself to look away, taking a swig from his own beer to distract himself slightly. "Now who's a tease?" he muttered, and he heard Sirius shift and laugh lightly in his chair. "I don't know what you're talking about," he denied flippantly. They sat in comfortable silence for a while, looking out over the stretch of grass in front of them, the rolling hills in the distance. They could hear sounds coming from the other side of the camping site, probably from Harry and his friends playing games. Sometimes, and this was one of those times, Remus couldn't believe they had come this far. Everything had been such a blur when James and Lily had died. The first few years with Harry had been both confusing and traumatic, but somehow they had come out the other end. They had done it together, he and Sirius helping each other pull through, took turns carrying each other and Harry through every rough patch. It hadn't been easy, and yet Remus knew that he had never been happier, endlessly proud of how far their little family had come. "I can't believe he's 11 tomorrow," Sirius suddenly said, and Remus smiled, not surprised that their minds had taken them down the same route.
"Me neither," admitted Remus. "And he's off to Hogwarts in a month. I'm going to miss him."
Sirius's voice was uncharacteristically small, and Remus turned to look at him. Sirius had his gaze locked on something far away, and Remus felt a tug in his gut, and he reached out to squeeze his arm lightly.
"I know, Pads. Me too."
He took another drink from his bottle before he admitted,
I'm glad we did this.
Sirius's head jerked around, silvery eyes searching over him for a moment before his face split into a smug grin.
Moons, my love, are you saying that this camping thing was a good idea?
Remus rolled his eyes, and he scoffed at his pleased expression.
I wouldn't go that far,
Remus huffed, but he felt his lips twitch slightly.
But it's nice to spend time together before he goes away.
Ah, yes, Sirius nodded solemnly. Quality time at Butt Farm.
Remus chortled into his beer, shaking his head.
How many jokes about the name of this place do you think you'll squeeze in before we leave?
A few,
Sirius said before his grin faded, and he turned the bottle over in his hand.
The house is going to be really quiet without him.
Yeah,
Remus agreed, then added after a while.
But, well, it's not all bad, you know.
What do you mean?
Remus shrugged, scratching a nail roughly over the label of the bottle.
We'll get some time to ourselves. I mean, I love the kid, you know I do, but I don't know. It'll be nice to have you to myself a bit, and we won't have to worry about finding someone who can babysit. We'll just have time, I suppose.
He glanced up at Sirius, feeling himself flush a little at the look in the other man's eyes, the love he saw there. Even after all these years, he hadn't quite got used to anyone looking at him like that. He gave an embarrassed sort of half-shrug, ducking his head slightly, but he didn't protest when Sirius reached over to tuck one of his stray curls behind his ear.
Yeah,
his husband said with a smile, his touches feather-light against Remus's skin.
I suppose that's a very good point.
Remus smiled crookedly, leaning into the touch briefly before he sat himself up a little straighter.
The way I see it, we have years to make up for. Think about it, Pads. No one will come bursting through the bedroom door at all hours just when things are getting interesting. No one will knock on the bathroom door whenever you try to take 5 minutes to yourself.
Sirius laughed.
To be fair, he hasn't done that since he was about 7.
Maybe not, conceded Remus with a chuckle. But you know what I mean. No one will be making gagging noises behind your back when you try to snog your husband.
I do know,
Sirius agreed, his gaze flicking around them for a moment before settling back on Remus.
Well, if we've got years to make up for, we better get started. Harry'll be gone for hours yet.
Remus raised a brow, a smile tugging at the corner of his mouth.
Yeah?
Sirius downed what was left of his beer before he stood up, holding his hand out for Remus to take, pulling him up into standing.
Yeah.
Remus didn't protest as Sirius tugged him along, merely made sure the door to the van closed behind them as they entered it. As soon as they were both inside, he pushed Sirius up against the counter in their small kitchen, using his arms to bracket him in.
Hello, Mr. Lupin Black,
he said with a small smile, savoring the little shudder that ran through Sirius, his head tipping back to meet Remus's gaze.
Hello,
he replied softly, his lips parting invitingly, and Remus did not need to be asked twice. They kissed slowly, languidly, and Remus shifted their hips together slightly. He could feel the outline of Sirius's cock against his thigh, not quite hard yet, and he used one hand to keep him against the counter while the other one traced up his body and into his hair. He twisted his fingers lightly into the silken strands, tipping Sirius's head backwards, relishing the soft moan that slipped from between his lips. He swallowed Sirius's moan for him, trailing his lips to Sirius's ear.
This place is not made for fucking in.
He felt the rumble of Sirius's laughter rather than heard it, the way it ended in a gasp as Remus ground their hips together with a bit more force.
The driver's seat,
Sirius whispered, a little breathless, his hips stuttering away to chase the friction as Remus pulled away slightly.
It swivels round.
Remus pulled away slightly, hooking his fingers into the belt loops of Sirius's jeans, using them to tug them flush against each other. He turned Sirius around, pulling him along as he walked backwards towards the driver's seat. He didn't look as he gestured with his hand, the chair turning itself around enough so that he could sit himself down on it. He figured that a little magic was allowed. They were working on a deadline, after all. He settled back comfortably, opening up his legs and arching a brow expectantly at Sirius. His husband shuddered visibly, A glorious, faint flush dusted across his cheekbones as he dropped to his knees. Remus could see the bulge at the front of Sirius's trousers now, and his lip quirked upward slightly, trailing a hand down his chest to his own groin, and he cupped himself lazily. Sirius's gaze was following his movements closely, his lips slightly parted, his tongue teasing out to trail across his bottom lip.
"Want a taste, Padfoot?"
he teased him, rubbing over himself lazily, feeling a little thrill at the jerky nod that his husband provided.
"Go on, then."
He allowed his legs to fall open even further as Sirius surged forward, his hands coming up to Remus's trousers, tugging at them with an impatient growl.
"Good boy,
Padfoot!"
Remus tensed, his gaze locked on Sirius, who had frozen in place, the two of them staring at each other for half a second before everything happened at once. Sirius lurched away as if he had burnt himself, and Remus jerked to the side at the same moment as the door to the camper van was pushed open.
"Mooney!"
"Oh," Harry stopped, his brows pulling together. "What are you doing?" Remus said, staring helplessly down at his husband, who was sprawled on the floor, looking deliciously disheveled, which didn't help at all with Remus's current predicament.
We were just... Pads was, looking for something."
"Looking for what?" Harry asked curiously, his bright green eyes shifting over to Sirius, who had managed to scramble up into a half-sitting position.
"Curiosity killed the measle, Herr Bear,"
he said with an airy sort of tone that Remus found quite impressive considering everything.
"Little boys with birthdays coming up shouldn't ask so many questions."
"I am not little,"
Harry huffed, and Remus used him being distracted to tug a throw from the passenger seat onto his lap.
"I thought you weren't coming back until dinner,"
Remus said, aiming for the same airy tone as Sirius, but by the look his husband shot him, he did not succeed.
"Michael and some of the other kids are going to get ice cream. Can I go with them? Please, please? Can I have some muggle money for it?"
Yeah,
Remus said, clearing his throat.
"Padfoot, could you... We've got some muggle money in the jar."
Harry bounced impatiently as Sirius stood to take down the jar, staring into it for a few minutes before handing it over to Remus. He fished up a fiver before handing it to the boy, unable not to smile at his clear excitement.
"We want change back on that,"
he pointed out, but doubted Harry heard it as he clutched the note in one hand.
"Thanks, you're the best," he exhaled in a rush before wheeling around and throwing himself back out of the van, shouting excitedly, "They said yes, wait for me!"
Remus dropped back against the seat with a groan, closing his eyes briefly. When he looked back up, he met Sirius's gaze, laughing tiredly at his expression. Sirius looked as if he were somewhere in between banging his head against the wall in frustration and laughing at the whole thing. Remus could sympathize.
"A month, yeah?"
Sirius said, a sardonic smile on his face. And Remus barked out a laugh as he scrubbed a hand across his face.
"Yeah, one more month."
"Thank fuck for Hogwarts,"
Sirius sighed dramatically, holding his hand out to pull Remus back up to standing.
"Come on, we probably should get everything ready for tomorrow."
Remus stifled a yawn as he leaned against the counter, watching Sirius prepare a little tray for Harry. He had just finished putting their bed away, careful to set up the silencing charm so that Harry wouldn't wake up from the sounds of them moving about in the cramped space. He watched Sirius snap his fingers to light the candle that had been pushed into a cupcake, unable not to smile.
"I remember when you only used that to light cigarettes,"
he said fondly, and Sirius groaned.
"Don't remind me. Whatever happened to my bad boy persona, hmm?"
Remus laughed, voice teasing, as he nudged their hips together in the narrow space.
"You were never a bad boy, Pads. Don't kid yourself."
"Oi,"
Sirius protested with a chuckle.
"I was too. The tattoos, the bike, the leather jacket. Tell me that wasn't why you were drooling all over me in the first place. Just admit it."
"Never."
Remus shook his head with a smirk, picking up the tray where the cupcake was balancing next to a pile of presents.
"Do you think we're spoiling him?"
he muttered as he studied the heap of gifts, a frown on his face.
"Absolutely,"
Sirius replied carelessly, not sounding too worried about it.
"Come on."
He led the way towards the back of the van, waving away the silencing spell he had put in place. Remus grabbed the tray while Sirius held his wand loftily over their head, making sparks erupt from the tip of it. They both chorused together as they reached the back bunks, which was Harry's domain.
Happy birthday, Harry!
There was a shuffle from underneath the duvet before a mop of black hair became visible, closely followed by the rest of the boy as he sat himself up. He accepted the glasses that Sirius handed him, shoving them onto his face. He beamed as his gaze fell on the tray that Remus had settled on the bed in front of him.
"Presents!" he exclaimed excitedly. "Can I open them?"
Remus laughed, unable not to at the pure joy on the boy's face.
"That's sort of the plan, Haz. It's a bit cramped back here, though, so maybe we should bring it to the table and have some breakfast."
"Yeah, all right,"
the kid agreed readily, climbing out of the bed. They somehow managed to maneuver themselves through the narrow hallway and back into the main part of the van. Sirius helped Harry stack his presents next to his plate, placing his cupcake carefully on top of the plate with a flourish, making the boy grin widely.
"Toast, Haz?"
Remus asked as he turned to the hob, dumping a teabag in each mug before pouring hot water over them.
"Yes, please,"
replied Harry a little distractedly, already grabbing one of the presents and shaking it.
"Can I open this?"
Sirius watched him with a fond sort of expression, leaning back in his seat.
"I'm guessing you'll be opening all of them, so go ahead," he said amusedly, accepting the mug that Remus offered him.
Remus focused on preparing their breakfast, as close to a full English as they could manage in the van's rather small kitchen. He listened to Harry work his way through the presents, most of them having to do with his fast-approaching school start, interspersed with some Quidditch stuff, a few books, and some new clothes. Remus returned to the table with the last bits of food, just as Harry picked up an envelope, the last of his presents. His gaze flicked up to Sirius and Remus for a moment, waiting for Remus to take his seat on the bench next to Sirius before he tore it open. He pulled the card out, his eyes scanning it quickly before his mouth fell open.
"A broom?"
he asked, his voice almost quivering with excitement. "A real broom? That's only mine!" Remus's lips twitched in amusement as Sirius barked out a laugh.
"Yes, your very own broom. You've been flying around on my old clean sweep for long enough."
"Wow!"
Harry exhaled in awe, clutching the card tightly in one hand.
"A broom! When can we go and get it, Padfoot? Can we go now?"
"We'll pick it up when we go to Diagon Alley next week to get the rest of your school stuff," Remus said with a small smile, pushing a plate towards Harry. "Don't forget to eat."
"A broom!"
Harry repeated, beaming at him, his eyes shining behind his glasses, and Remus felt something hot expand in his chest, the tug of love that he felt for the boy.
"This is the best birthday ever! Thank you! Thank you, thank you, thank you!"
Remus snorted into his tea as Sirius chuckled.
"You can't take it to school, though, you know that. First years aren't allowed a broom. But you can use it at home to practice, and by the time you get to second year, you'll be ready to join the team."
Harry's cheerfulness faltered for a moment, before it returned in full force as he shook his head decisively.
"I don't care if I can't bring it to school. I'll know it's right there, and I can use it all the time when I'm home."
"That you can, Sprog,"
Sirius agreed, as he took a bite from his toast, and Remus wondered if he too thought about an excited first year with black hair and glasses who had been talking non-stop about Quidditch. The breakfast took slightly longer than usual, Remus and Sirius taking turns to remind Harry to eat, despite his excitement. Remus was feeling a little nervous, because even though the broom had been their proper present, they still had one more thing for Harry. He could feel Sirius fidget next to him, and he knew that his husband was anxious too.
"I'm done,"
Harry announced as he finished the last of his juice, already halfway out of his seat. "Can I go out and play?"
"Just a minute, Harry,"
Sirius said, his gaze flicking to Remus for a moment before settling back on the boy.
There's one more thing."
"Another gift?"
Harry said brightly as he sat back down on the bench, his back straight and eyes alert.
"Sort of,"
Sirius said, as Remus held his hand out, catching a rectangular box that came zooming through the van, while Sirius moved the empty dishes out of the way. Harry followed its journey curiously, but he didn't move to reach for it, even as Remus placed it on the table between them. The boy shifted his eyes from the box to Sirius and Remus opposite him, and it was clear that he picked up on something, and Remus gave him a reassuring smile. He didn't want Harry to think that he was in trouble. He looked over at Sirius, giving a small nod to show that he should start.
"Harry,"
Sirius said softly, leaning forward a little over the table to catch the boy's gaze.
You know what it means now that you're turning 11 and heading off to Hogwarts, don't you?
Harry hesitated a moment, teeth worrying his bottom lip.
I'm getting big?
You are, Remus agreed with a smile.
There's a whole list of things that you'll need for your first school year. Everything that was on the list you got with your letter. We'll pick up the bulk of it at Diagon Alley, but there's one thing that you'll need.
He trailed off, dropping his gaze to the box between them, and Sirius picked up where Remus had stopped.
You remember what I've told you about wands, Harry?
The boy stilled, his brows pulling together into a frown as he was thinking, and there was something about that expression that suddenly reminded Remus very much of his mother.
The boy said, his gaze flickering between the box and Sirius. You said wands can be made out of a lot of different woods and cores, and they're powerful in different ways. Oh, and the wand chooses the wizard. You'll know when you find the right one.
Harry looked up at Sirius. The pride in his eyes made Remus's chest expand with affection, and Sirius gave an approving nod.
Yeah, that's right. And now that you're off to Hogwarts, it's time for you to get your own wand.
Is that a wand?
Harry asked as he reached for the box, but then he clearly changed his mind mid-movement and pulled his hand back.
My wand?
It could be,
Sirius said carefully, as he opened the box, revealing the wand inside of it.
This wand belonged to your dad, Harry. It's 11 inches, mahogany, with a core of unicorn hair. It was always exceptionally good for transfiguration spells. We thought, Remus and I, we thought you might want it.
Harry watched the wand in silence, not moving a muscle, his expression unreadable. Neither Sirius nor Remus spoke. Neither of them wanted to disturb Harry. They wanted to give him the chance to properly consider it and ask any questions he might have. Remus hadn't been sure about this the first time that Sirius had brought it up, but over the years he'd been convinced. He had never known much about wand lore. The subject was too abstract for his liking, but Sirius loved it. He would spend endless hours poring over it when he wasn't looking after Harry or working, experimenting with woods and cores. He wasn't a wand maker. That sort of magic took more experience, but he did enjoy dabbling. Remus had listened to Sirius talk about wand lore for as long as he could remember, and even though most of it still went over his head, Sirius had seemed sure. Lily's wand had been destroyed in the attack, and there was nothing left of it but a pile of splinters. But James's wand had ended up in their possession after his death. Most wizards were buried with their wands, but Sirius had been adamant they hold on to James's until Harry became older. He was sure that James's wand would work for Harry. He had explained why to Remus several times, and even though Remus still didn't understand the complex workings of wand lore, he knew better than to doubt Sirius after all these years.
You all right, Haz?
Sirius asked after a while, and the boy nodded, looking up at them.
Do you have any questions?
Harry half shrugged, and Remus could see that he was biting his bottom lip again, something he always did when he was nervous or upset. Remus stood and walked around the table to the same side as Harry, nudging the boy gently to scoot over. Harry did, but once Remus was settled, he felt the boy shift and squirm, and when Remus opened his arms, it didn't take long before Harry had climbed into his lap. It wasn't often he did that these days, too focused on growing up and being big, so Remus relished the times he allowed him and Sirius to fuss over him. He wrapped his arms around the boy, feeling him relax back against his chest, exchanging a look with Sirius over Harry's shoulder.
Come on, Harry. You can ask us anything. You know that, right?
Sirius prompted gently, silvery eyes warm and soft as he looked at Harry. The boy huffed out another breath before he reached out, his fingers hovering over the box for a moment, but he didn't touch the wand.
What if it doesn't want me?
He asked eventually, his voice small as he looked over the table at Sirius.
Harry, listen to me,
Sirius said firmly, reaching over to grasp Harry's hand in his own across the table, next to the wand.
It's not like that. That's not how it works. Wand lore is complex magic. Most of it we still don't understand today. And it's true that the wand chooses the wizard, but that doesn't mean that you have to use a wand if you don't want to. You can work with a wand even if it's not yours. I can perform magic with Mooney's wand, and he can use mine. But it won't be as good as the magic we do with our own. We saved your dad's wand for you in case you wanted it, but you don't have to take it. We can visit Ollivander's when we get the rest of your school stuff and there will be no harm done. And if the wand doesn't work for you, that's fine too. It doesn't mean anything. Not really.
Harry didn't reply, and even though Remus could only see the back of his head, he felt the boy relax slightly. He kept a firm hold of one of Sirius's hands with his own before he shrugged the other one free. He hovered over the box for a moment, before seemingly making up his mind, curling his fingers around the smooth wood. Remus could feel him relax as he lifted it, turning it over in his hand.
"Perfect," Sirius said softly. "How does it feel?"
"Weird," Harry admitted after a while. "Like my hand's all warm and tingly." Sirius chuckled lowly as he sat up a little straighter, and Harry slipped off Remus's lap onto the bench next to him. He was still gripping the wand so tightly that his knuckles were white, and Remus reached out, coaxing him to relax a little.
"You don't need to hold it so hard. Just keep your wrist sort of relaxed. Grip firm, but not too tight," he said.
And Harry nodded, adjusting his hold slightly and glancing at Remus for approval.
"Perfect. Now give it a little flick."
Harry sucked in a breath as he slashed the wand through the air between them, and Remus could almost feel the pull of magic, the way it made the air ripple around them, just before sparks of red and gold emerged from the tip of it. Remus felt something unlock in his chest. Relief, or at least something close to it, flooding him. Sirius's reaction was louder, though, as he clapped his hands together and let out a loud whoop.
So much for it not mattering, Remus thought dryly.
"Was that good?" Harry asked, flicking his gaze between them, still holding the wand raised in front of him.
"Did it feel good?"
Sirius asked, his grin so wide it almost split his face as Harry nodded decisively.
"Yeah, it felt really cool."
"Well, there you have it," Sirius said with a smile. "I think that if you had wanted to, this wand would work perfectly for you."
"You don't have to use it, though," Remus reminded him softly. "If you'd rather visit Ollivander's to try some other wands, we'll go with you, and you don't have to make up your mind today. We just thought it'd be a good gift on your 11th birthday."
"I want it," Harry blurted, clutching the wand tightly in his hand. "I want to keep it, if I can."
"Course you can," Sirius said. "It belonged to James, and now it's yours."
Harry smiled slowly, his eyes taking on a shine that was all James, even though the color was Lily's, as he snatched the wand back. Remus saw what was about to happen right before it did, and he caught Harry's hand in a firm grip before he had a chance to flick it again.
"Oh no, no more magic for you. This wand goes back in the box until you're leaving for Hogwarts."
"But Mooney," Harry whined, reluctantly releasing the wand as Remus pried it from his fingers. "It's my birthday."
"Doesn't matter, Haz. No underage magic, and especially not on a muggle camping site."
Harry pouted, turning to Sirius with a pleading look on his face, but Sirius raised his hands in front of him in a defensive sort of gesture.
"Don't look at me. Mooney's right, and there's too many muggles around."
"But you do magic," protested Harry. "All the time. I've seen you. You say you're going to do it the muggle way, but Padfoot cheats all the time." Remus hid his laugh behind a cough as Sirius spluttered indignantly.
"I do not."
"Yaha," Harry said, crossing his arms defiantly over his chest. "I've seen you."
"Well," Sirius said, scrambling to find his footing as he raised his chin. "I'm an adult, and when you're of age, you can do all the magic you want."
"Not fair," Harry grumbled, and Remus figured it was best to intervene before it turned into a proper fight, as he put the wand back in the box and sent it away with a flick of his own wand.
"Okay, you two. How about we get a move on, eh? We said we'd go to the ocean today, and it'll take us at least 2 hours to drive up to that camping site you picked out. We saw they had one of those traveling fun fairs visiting, remember?"
Harry perked up a little, nodding.
"Yeah, okay. Let's go."
"In a bit," Remus grinned, ushering the boy ahead of him. "You go and get ready, and then you can help me pack up while Padfoot does the dishes."
"Hey," Sirius protested, throwing his arms out. "Why do I always have to do the dishes?"
"A muggle holiday, Pads,"
Remus smiled sweetly, as Harry scampered back in the van towards his bed. Sirius glared at him across the table, but Remus stood, walking around the table so that he could tip Sirius's head back, giving him a kiss.
"And no cheating this time, or I'll know."
"Bastard,"
Sirius muttered against his lips, before surging upwards again, his tongue hot and insistent against Remus's mouth. Remus parted his lips, opening up for him, kissing him lazily. At least until there was a gagging noise coming from behind them, and then Harry stomped past them.
"Stop being so embarrassing," he groused, before slamming the door to the camper van open, tossing over his shoulder. "It's disgusting."
Remus chuckled against Sirius's lips, pecking him again before straightening up.
"One more month," he said,
and Sirius gave a resolute nod, the hint of a smile flickering across his face before he echoed his agreement.
"One more month."